Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pigskin Nation. It's great of you to join us. I am Chucky Pigskin, and ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood, Tony P. Yeah!
Currently on my re-election tour. Coming to an event near you. Re-elect me, Mr. Hollywood Tony P, the United World Champion. And now it's over. Definitely like 450 days now as champion. I am 12-0. I am undefeated since being champion. And it's just amazing. I keep laying my opponents in the dust. Every match a classic, and every time I stand strong with the music. I am a real American.
All right. Also joining us, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sweet Lou from Brooklyn.
Let's get into some NFL talk.
Lou's ready.
I opened this thing up and it says Cardinals activate Kyler Murray. Cardinals activate Kyler Murray from the physically unable to perform list, opening the door for him to make his return from the knee injury against the Falcons on Sunday. The 26-year-old has missed roughly 11 months with a torn ACL that he suffered last season in a game against the Patriots. Also, the Rams are signing Carson Wentz. A person with knowledge of the deal told the Associated Press. The Rams waived Brett Ripien, a necessary move if the team intends to put him back on the practice squad. Titans coach Mike Vrabel said rookie quarterback Will Levis will be the Titans' starting quarterback moving forward. Yep, and that's that.
So we got breaking news there from Lou.
That makes a big difference, man, with Sunday, if you would have. Giants signed two quarterbacks. Matt Barkley, the guy hasn't played football since 2018. And he's off the practice squad. Now he's on the regular squad. And they signed another guy. I forgot his name. Yep.
Wonderful.
And the Jets, the Jets say that the kid quarterback, man, he's made too many mistakes. And that's that. But he's still going to play. Yep.
So I was telling, Hollywood earlier that the matchups this week are kind of weak.
Yeah. I noticed that. I got the schedule and stuff. And it seems like a short schedule.
Well, let's go over the results. And
let's go over.
Yeah. Let me first score is Chucky Pigskin at 71. Me, your president, Mr. Hollywood, Tony P, the United World Champion at 65. And Sweet Lou, my father, at 67. And
let's go to the first game. The Steelers were at home against the Titans. I had the Steelers, Hollywood had the Steelers, and Chuck had the Titans. Who won that one?
The Steelers, baby.
Yeah. The Steelers won. Oh, my goodness. I'm losing my lead and everything. Dear God.
No, you're going to
get all, baby.
All right, here we go with the Raiders.
I was excited about that. I don't know if it's going to continue, though, for the Steelers.
Well, I doubt if it does because this is the time of year where things happen. All right, the Raiders at home against the Giants, and we all had the Giants, and you know what happened in that game, right? They lost the quarterback.
Man.
He may never be the quarterback for the Giants again. Really. And you know what? They got a bad record. They could get a good quarterback in the draft, the Giants.
So the Giants are pretty much done.
Looks like done
in the season.
They got their quarterback, the man, tore his knee up.
Man, that was a death hit.
Let me tell you, man,
I lost money on that because of that fucking game.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
I thought the Giants would have their shit. I mean, here they have the Raiders, Antonio Pierce, who, don't get me wrong, he fucking terrorized quarterbacks the whole time he played for the Giants.
He was on the Giants, that guy, as a linebacker.
And then word going around the campfire has it that he got that job because he was talking shit to the team, right?
Yeah.
You know, the way coaches talk shit to the team, right?
Right, he's
and
a tough
he
guy,
brought
that
up,
guy.
He brought up the 07 Patriots Giants game, the Super Bowl, where, you know,
yeah.
or seven, whatever year it was, right? He brought that up, right? So then the coach of the team went and told him, hey, don't ever bring up the Patriots again.
Yeah.
You know, that coach, what's his name? That guy that used to be Belichick's coordinator.
Oh, yeah, the
McDaniels,
guy. That, they
McDaniels,
fired.
Yeah, Josh McDaniels. And so next thing you know, that got to fucking Al Michaels or whatever the fuck, Al Davis. And he got wind of it. And so he fired fucking McDaniels and kept the guy who was fucking giving a passionate speech talking about how they could win any fucking game.
Hey,
the guy
Chuck,
that believed that he could win the games. Because you got to fucking believe, man. If you don't believe it, it's not happening.
Yeah, but you know what the Raiders, now they got a new coach. He was with the Giants, that guy. The coach
yeah.
of the Raiders. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
he was a
tough
guy, too.
With the Giants, it's a recipe for the Raiders winning. I mean, you know.
Here we go. The next game was the Chiefs and the Dolphins in Germany. Chuck had the Chiefs. We had the Dolphins, so we lose. And Chuck has a win there.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys went with the fucking Dolphins over the Chiefs. The teams that the Dolphins have beat have all been subpar teams.
Listen,
they have not beat anybody who's good yet.
Listen, because Taylor Swift, nobody knew she was going to be there. That's the information.
We didn't have any of that information.
Now, knowing if she was going to show up, that affects the game. It really does. It affects.
Well, I mean, I got shit faced till fucking 5:30 in the morning, so I missed that game, unfortunately. But the Chiefs did win 21-14.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if there was any steering from the referees. Did anybody catch any wind of that?
The Dolphins came back at the end of the game and they lost by a touchdown. So it wasn't a romp, even though the Chiefs won. So Chuck had the Chiefs, and we had the losing Dolphins.
Nice.
Right. And here we go with the Falcons against the Vikings. We all had the Falcons. Who won that one?
Well, the Vikings won. They won in fucking thrilling fashion. It was awful. That game cost me fucking money, man. I can't believe it. They were beating the shit out of the fucking Vikings, and then the Vikings came back in the end and won the game. Stole it. And fucking, and I lost money on that motherfucker. Damn it.
Yep.
Pissing me off.
And the Browns. The Browns against the Cardinals. Browns were
no.
Home.
Who got what on that last one, man?
Chuck had the Falcons. We all had the Falcons.
No, the Vikings.
We all had the Falcons.
And the Falcons were beating them, and then fucking the Vikings came back in an epic fashion.
I was so sure that
they won the game. It was awful.
Awful is right. And the next game is the Browns were at home against the Cardinals. Chuck had the Browns. Hollywood had the Browns. I had the Cardinals. Who won?
Let's see here. Cardinals. Oh, yeah. We all know that the Browns beat the Cardinals badly. They shut them out 27-0.
I see. I'm seeing losses now. Yep. And that happens. And next game, Packers at home against the Rams.
So who won that one or what?
I had the Rams. Chuck had the Rams. And Hollywood
the one before.
Had the Packers. What?
Who got the points on the one before or what? Who had
you
the Cardinals?
You had the Browns. Hollywood had the Browns. And I had the Cardinals. So I
lost. We got the points.
You got the points. Right.
Right.
Then we go to the Packers at home against the Rams. Hollywood had the Packers. Me and Chuck had the Rams.
Oh, shit.
And
they, the fucking Packers.
The shit package came through.
Yeah. I had the Rams. It cost me money.
Man.
That stupid decision cost me money, man. Fuck.
The Patriots.
And it's now I caught up at 73-68-68. So lose losses have caught up. Lewis.
Here is the next one. The Patriots were at home against the Commanders. Chuck had the Patriots. I had the Patriots. And Hollywood had the Commanders.
So, you know, the Redskins won the game 20-17. Oh, my
God. I
know,
and they were winning the damn Patriots.
Oh, wow. Oh, look at that. I just got more points. I am now taking over
now
clearly second place.
Yes, right. Okay. The New Orleans Saints at home against the Bears. We all had the Saints.
Did the Bears win? I thought the Bears won, right? Or did they lose?
I mean, who won that game, the Saints or the Bears?
All right, let's see here. The Saints won 24-17.
All right, she's covered there. We all had a win.
We all get some points. Yay.
The next game is the Ravens were at home against the Seahawks. We all had the Ravens, and I know the Ravens won.
Yeah, they fucking put us.
That was a good money
shit
game,
out of the
man.
Seahawks. I couldn't believe it. It was 37-3.
Yep. And the next game is the Texans.
Convincingly beat them.
Yep. We all had points on the Ravens. The Texans were at home. Chuck had the Texans. I had the Texans. And Hollywood had the Buccaneers.
So. Let's see here who won that game. Oh, yeah. The Texans won that game.
Yeah, we got it, Chuck.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud kicked their ass.
I like that kid, man. He's a good quarterback.
Oh, yeah, man. He's a great quarterback for the I can't believe the Texans got that guy. I mean, he sees the field and, like, he just makes great decisions. Go back and look, Lou. Look for his pass chart, and you'll see where he dropped those balls, man. It's fucking phenomenal, man.
Yeah, he is, and he's not little. He has the right height, and he has good touch.
Yeah.
I like that guy a lot.
Yeah.
He was the second pick. He should have been the first pick.
He really should have, but, you know, apparently his Wonderlic score wasn't, you know, as high as the other kid.
Yeah,
so.
With the other guy. Here we go.
That
little,
petite
the other
fella
guy.
From fucking, yeah. from Alabama.
Yep. Okay, the Colts were at the Panthers, and we all had the Colts against the Panthers. Who won that one? I would think the Colts did, right?
Let's see here. Wait, that game already happened. Oh, no, wait, that was the Patriots.
The Colts against the lousy Panthers.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Colts-Panthers, you said?
Yeah. We all had the Colts.
Oh, yeah. So the Colts, no, that was the Saints. What the hell?
They won, right?
Give me a break, Lou. Give me a fucking break, please. Yeah, they come up with a story or something, a little cooking segment, something.
Don't...
Colts, Panthers, let's see here. All right, yeah, so the Colts won, yeah.
Obviously. All right, so we get all...
They're playing the Panthers, 27-13.
Here's the game that I thought that the Cowboys had a chance. Eagles, Cowboys. Hollywood had Eagles, I had Eagles, and Chuck had Cowboys.
And they would have fucking won, too, but damn it.
And the Eagles pulled it out, right.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Yep.
Dak Prescott should have had more field awareness. He should have never gone out of bounds.
Yep.
He
That's
should have
right.
never fucking gone out of bounds.
But inexperience?
There were a lot of
the game would have ran
referee no calls and shit, though.
Oh, they had money on it, probably.
And that was quite amazing, actually. I saved the article, but I think it's
That was
a
game everybody was looking for because the Cowboys and Eagles, they play each other tough. But the Eagles won because they were at home. I think that had a lot to do with it. Anyway, here's the second from last game. Bengals against the Bills. Bengals were at home. Chuck had Bengals. I had the Bengals. Hollywood had the Bills.
Oh, yeah, I was looking at that story. So, yeah, the Bengals won. Unfortunately, I think I went with the Bills on that. No, who did I go with?
No,
the Bengals, right?
You had the Bengals and I had the Bengals.
The Bengals won.
Right, so we have...
The Cowboys had a penalty called against them that was that negated a touchdown and all kinds of other shit, man, in that game. It was awful, man.
Yeah.
The officiating was fucking awful.
Yeah.
And, of course, it doesn't matter, you know, when it's your team.
Now, the Jet game. This
it
is
only
the
matters to
game.
You, though.
The Chargers were at the Jets. And me, like an idiot, picked the Jets. And you guys had the Chargers, Hollywood and you. So that's that for week 9. So
So the points are as follows. Chuck ended the day with 79. He got 8 right. I ended the day with 74. I got 9 right. And Lou ended the day with 74. He got 7 right.
Wow.
So tied for second.
It's a close race. Pretty close.
Wow.
Wow is right. See, this is what happens as the season.
I did better this week than both of you.
9.
Chuck only got 8. I got 9. You got 7. So
that was week 9. Now
I had a better week. I had a better week.
First half of the season. Now we start the second half of the season.
And most people had buys last week too, so there's going to be a lot of games this second.
There'll be more buys.
More pies. Apple, blueberry. I don't like blueberry pie. Pecan.
How do you pick a game? At least though, when they play in Germany, they have real grass. But how do you, like, handicap a game in Germany? Because they make a team, a home team, And the people really back, like they made Kansas City the home team. And it was, the whole place was full of like red jerseys. And all those people from Germany.
Sure, they probably handed them out. Like, here, wear these.
Why would they hand out 75,000 jerseys? Wow.
It's all about rigging the NFL for Vegas, making it seem like the Chiefs story is the main story. They're going to lose in the Super Bowl, I'm telling you. But I don't even think they're going to make it. I think the Eagles are going to beat them. Wherever they go, the Eagles will beat them before they get to the...
There's 75,000 people in Germany and in England. They fill the stadiums up. They love football.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, man, that fucking Cowboys game was rigged.
Oh,
because it,
man,
and it was rigged because
games,
it's not part of the storyline, you know.
Right.
They don't fit in the storyline for this year, so it's fucking rigged, man. They took that touchdown.
Right.
You know what it is? It's a bunch of fucking horseshit.
When a guy catches a ball and then it hits the ground, that's not a catch, man. And the referees don't care when it comes to, like, interference and this and that. It's ridiculous. Really.
It is. I agree.
Much so. What's stopping the referee, like, telling somebody, put a bet in for me, so they can't prove that he did? Like a girlfriend or something. Or a friend. Where he tells him,
and Dak Prescott fucking played. He played great throughout the game, and then to finish it like that was fucking awful, man.
Yeah,
he fucking took that sack, and then he didn't even clock the fucking ball.
That's what they say.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Dallas has a great team, but they make these stupid plays, man. They're better than they were last year. You got to admit that. Dallas wasn't as good last year as they are this year. But we'll see. We'll see. Because the only team I could see them is the Eagles. Right? Who else besides the Eagles? Kansas City, the Eagles, and Cincinnati. Those teams.
In the NFC, let's talk about this before we go to break. So in the NFC, and we'll get to the standings after the break, and then we'll make predictions. The standings right now, like in the NFC, who do you think would be in the playoffs? You definitely got to go with 49ers, Eagles, and Lions.
I got it right on this page. I'm gonna see right. Because
and you know,
a lot of teams don't
Cowboys.
Have a lot of wins. There's only a couple of teams with a lot of wins.
Oh, what about Seattle? Seattle's looking good.
Yeah.
Except they got beat down last week.
Yep.
And they took a fucking beating by the Ravens, man.
Oh, the guy that the Giants got besides that guy, the other quarterback, the guy's name is Jacob Eason.
Yeah, well, it's too late for the Giants, man.
They had to get a quarterback.
Terrible. Like, what the hell is going on? Like,
he may never be the quarterback for the Giants ever again. Right? That's what they're saying.
Daniel Jones, really?
Yep. His time with the Giants is up. And he just signed a 3-year extension last year for big money.
Oh my God!
For
$20 million
a year.
That fucking bill.
And he ripped his knee up. Oh man.
Hey, that's like when the Texans fucking that coach Bill O'Brien was destroying the Texans, and he brought in fucking Brock Osweiler.
Hey, did you know
that guy's the biggest fucking
because there's
coach,
no
man.
Quarterbacks around, so they got to go for anybody.
Did you know
they gave
that
him a shitload
the Lions
of money?
Are 6-2? That's crazy.
Yep.
They gave him a shitload of money and he was
Chiefs
awful.
Why can't the Chiefs and the Eagles be in the Super Bowl?
Wait a minute.
Eagles. Eagles win.
Here we go. I
Chiefs
got it. Right
Eagles.
Eagles win. That's my prediction.
American Conference. American Conference in the East. Miami has 6 wins, 3 losses. Buffalo, 5 wins, 4 losses.
Did you say Chiefs and Eagles, Tony? 4.
New England,
Chiefs
2.
Chiefs and Eagles in the Super Bowl. And the Eagles win.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Now we
the fucking
Eagles,
bird.
That's
fuck,
what I'm
I hate
saying.
The Eagles.
Let me go through the South. Jacksonville, 6.
Are we doing the? We're doing the
Houston,
standing?
4-4. Indianapolis, 4-5, and Tennessee, 3-5. You know, I can't believe New England only has 2 wins and 7 losses.
Yeah, they fucking suck, man. And Bill Belichick is not going to get to, you know.
He's
break that record from
with
Don Shula at the rate he's going right now. He's already in his fucking 70s.
Right, and Robbie Kraft,
nobody's talking about the obvious bird in the room is that the Cardinals now have the number one pick. The Panthers no longer
wait,
have
the
number.
Wait, who has the number? The Giants. Wait,
Cardinals
Giants
are 1-8, man. Cardinals are 1-8.
Giants have 2 wins, right?
Cardinals are 1-8.
And the Carolina
Panthers
have
1-7.
Carolina
yeah,
has the worst record.
Cardinals, not the Giants. Nobody taught Cardinals.
Arizona is the worst team also.
Fuck the Cardinals.
That's what I just said. They have the – can you guys not hear me? Is that the thing?
Yeah,
like,
but Carolina only has 1
we're
win.
We're not paying attention. We don't give a fuck.
But
fuck
Arizona has lost 8 games, and
but
Carolina has
well,
only
how
lost
did
7.
How they make the decision at the end of the year? Say, like, Carolina has 1 win.
The Panthers they're going to have a bye, or Arizona's going to have a bye this week, right? And
they
so
got
the Panthers,
it.
They got it.
They
yeah.
got to make up that game, right?
Right. So if the Panthers lose, then yes, they'll go back to being. But at the current time, because the Cardinals have one more loss, they currently
well,
get
the New England only has 2 wins. They're going to get a good quarterback. I don't like that team. Even though
who's
the Giants
gonna, is,
only
are going to want to. Who's going to want to go there, though?
Well, the Giants will get a good quarterback also.
The Giants made the mistake of winning 2 games. That was their mistake.
Oh, but they were trying to win.
No, they shouldn't have. Now they can't. They need to tank now, but it doesn't matter. I don't think they're going to win if they try. Because
there is going to be some tanking going on soon, yep. Because teams know they're not going to make the playoffs. So, you know.
Let's continue with the standings. We got to move along.
Okay, so we're going to go to where? The National Conference?
I thought you did that already.
No,
you did
I
the
did
AFC?
The American. I did the American.
All right, so, yeah, do the NFC then.
NFC, Philadelphia in first place, 8-1. Dallas in second place, 5-3. Washington in third place, 4-5. And the Giants are 2-7. In this NFC South, New Orleans 5-4, Atlanta 4-5, Tampa Bay 3-5, and Carolina 1-7. In the NFC North, in the NFC North, Detroit 6-2, Minnesota 5-4, Green Bay 3-5, and Chicago 2-7. They have a crap record too. And the NFC West, San Francisco 5-3, Seattle 5-3, LA Rams 3-6, and Arizona 1-8, and that's it. That is the National Conference standings and the American Conference. So
well,
we
all right.
Go to break now.
Thank you, sweet Lou.
Before we go to break, I want to let everybody know that most of the best teams in the league have a bye this week. So most of the teams that are really good and have byes this week.
Who are the teams?
I don't know. I don't see any Eagles playing. I don't see.
Because I know Frisco had their bye already.
No, the Chiefs aren't playing. I know the Chiefs aren't playing. So the Chiefs, no Eagles. San Francisco is playing, but the Dolphins, I don't think the Dolphins are playing. So I think that there's a lot of teams that are on
there's
the good
a lot
teams,
of teams
are on
bye. Not playing.
Bye this week, yeah.
Trying.
Well, all right. So let's get to the break now. And when we come back, we're going to do NFL standings with Sweet Lou, which,
right.
You know,
we
already did. But, we might just do them again. What the hell?
Oh, we
and,
got to do the week 10
and we're going to do the picks. And I don't know, maybe talk a little bit of horse shit. I don't know. But we'll get to that when we get to that. So stay tuned. For Pigskin Nation, right here on the World Generation Podcast.
If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amont, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Boogie Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie, coming soon, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
Join the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today. UWA News and Matches. And inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Trending Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
We welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping litter, well, that's cause for some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Go, don't mess with Texas. This land is for me and you. From Dallas to the valley, every highway looking dandy. So future generations can enjoy too.
Guys.
you're on your way home from the wild party that just ended a half hour ago. Or perhaps you're on your way to work like me. Either way, a commercial comes on your radio telling you they can make your hair grow back. Well, listen up, guys. It's a bunch of BS. Period. Your hair is not growing back. Don't be that guy who spends his hard-earned money on a bunch of phony baloney and a bottle of snake oil. Or worse yet, don't be that guy that people go around whispering about behind your back every time you turn around, because it will happen. Trust me on this. I've seen it firsthand, but I digress. Instead, be the guy who is more accepting of who he is. You can even shave your head completely and get an earring or two, anything. But don't become a mockery of yourself. Don't do it, guys.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the World Generation Podcast Network.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back, welcome back to Pigskin Nation, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. It's great of you to join us tonight, and we get to the point now, we are at the point now, where we do predictions
of for the next, yeah,
for
like
week 11.
Week 10.
Yeah. Week 11, it just goes by so very fast compared to fucking baseball.
Right. So we're going
compared to baseball.
Yeah, baseball just drags on.
I'm so glad it's over, baseball. This season was like, you know, the
needles
baseball
and pins
season
for you?
Was very boring.
I remember the Mets were supposed to be good this year, and
the
then
Yankees
they just and yeah, the Yankees just yeah. It was a great year for the rest of baseball.
Anyway, let's do this. The Bears at home against the Panthers, and I'm going to go with the Bears. They're giving 3.5 points to the Panthers.
Bears at home versus the Panthers.
The worst team against.
Yeah.
They only have 2 wins, the Bears. But that's more wins than the Panthers. So. Who do you guys pick? The Bears at home giving 3.5 to the Panthers. I pick the Bears.
I'm taking the Bears, man. The Bears are going to win this game.
Yeah, I got that feeling right away.
The Panthers are on their thank you very much schedule, I think. That so, or the Panthers. So I say the Bears. I say.
Okay.
Give me the Bears.
The Bearsies. Okay. The Dallas Cowboys giving 16.5 points. The Cowboys will
Damn
not
it.
Lose 2 games in a row. I'm taking the Cowboys. I can't picture that. They're at home.
Damn, 16 points.
16.5. And... You know
I'm
that
taking
you,
the points, man.
Look, you got it. They're the worst fucking team I know, man, the Giants. They don't look good at all.
I'm taking the points.
The Cowboys, too, because all the shit that's going on with the Giants, I don't think they're going to – they'll try to win, but I don't even think they can. I don't think that's the thing that is going to happen.
Their quarterback it was knocked out of the game. Chuck is taking the Dallas. I know that.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely taking Dallas. Man.
They're
gonna. Definitely.
They should win by at least 2 touchdowns.
They're gonna stomp a new shithole in the fucking Giants.
That's right. You better believe it. Now look at this. The Jets are 1-point favorite over the Raiders at the Raiders. That's Vegas. And I'm taking the Raiders.
The Raiders. 4-5. They're both 4-4, 4-5. Where's my Kern? Where's my Kern? We got a Kern. Give me a Kern.
This game is very hard to handicap.
That's
why
I got
make the Jets favorite. Why would they make the Jets favorite?
I don't know, because they're not as shitty as the I got my Kern right here. And the heads is going to be, let's see, Jets would be a tail, right? So Las Vegas will be heads, Jets will be tails. I'm going to flip a Kern on this one. My Kern flip of the week, and it comes out head. So, Las Vegas, put me down for the Raiders.
The Raiders.
That's what the Kern said. I got
what do you like, Chuck?
I got the Jets, man. The Jets are going to win this game.
Right. You know what? They've been so bad, they were due to win a game.
They're going to win this game, man. It's not all fucking, unicorns and rainbows over there in Oakland or wherever the fuck they're at now, Las Vegas. It's
Damn,
not all
Devontae
unicorns
Adams
and rainbows in Vegas, okay? Just because they got a new head coach and beat the shit out of, whoever the hell they played it. And they cost me fucking money.
Yeah.
But nevertheless. They're going down to the Jets this week, man, because it's not all unicorns and rainbows. They had other problems over there besides Josh fucking Daniels.
They don't have a weather problem. The Jets have a shot to win this game, but I still
say... The Jets have a great defense, man. They're going to beat the shit. I look for Sauce Gardner to be a big difference in this game.
It's the Kern. Whatever the Kern
is. I'm taking the Raiders because I just got a feeling that they have a better... offense.
And Kern, go with the Kern. Go with the. You got to go
Kern.
With the Kern. Hello, ball.
All right, here
team.
We go. Patriots. This is in Germany. The Patriots will be the home team against the Colts.
Ah, the Colts. The good old-fashioned.
Wait a minute. Who's
Colts.
The... No, the Colts are probably the home team.
Whatever. Give me the
no,
Colts.
No, the Patriots
please.
Are the home team.
Oh, they
give
are?
Me the Colts. Yeah, Patriots are the home team. Give me the
and
Colts,
And they have one-and-a-half-point favorites.
Give me the Colts, please.
The Colts have a team that...
They're 4-5.
All right, Hollywood got the Colts.
You guys remember? Yeah. Do you guys remember when these games were like can't miss?
Yeah, they
back in the 2000s and shit, man.
Yeah.
Manning versus Brady, holy shit,
right.
Man. Those were some badass fucking games. Unfortunately,
I'm taking the Patriots.
They're not
Again,
like that anymore.
2 weeks in a row, I lost with this team, and now this is the third week I'm taking the Patriots.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sweet Lou, you're going down again. Because
again,
there's no way in hell the Patriots are going to win this fucking game.
Right.
Put me down for
Chuck
the Colts.
Chuck takes the Colts. But, now the Patriots have been playing decent. It's just that at the end of the game, they can't hold the lead.
Well,
so,
it'll be the same way when Gardner Minshew makes a comeback at the end of the game with some of that. Minshew magic, baby.
Minshew magic, huh? Oh, man. Now, this is the game I like. The Bengals at home giving 6.5 points against the Texans. I would normally take the Texans, but I'm taking the Bengals with, what's his name? That quarterback
for
the Bengals. Yeah, I like him. Yep.
Joey fucking Burrow, man.
Yeah.
He'll take you behind the shed.
He's right.
Oh, Joey Burrow.
He could do some ass kicking this weekend.
I'll take the Bengals, please.
You're going to take
yeah,
the
man.
Bengals. Hollywood takes the Bengals. And Chuck
I'm
takes...
taking the Bengals.
Yeah.
Bengals are going to win this game. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Texans are good. I'd love to go for the Texans. I mean, I'll be rooting for the Texans.
Right,
I'll tell you that.
Young quarterback.
I will be rooting for the Texans. You bet your ass I will,
well,
because fuck
to,
Joe Burrow and the horse he fucking rode in on.
Yeah, you have to be really truthful because we're playing for points here. You got to. You can't go with your gut. You can't go with your heart. You
can't do it, man. Can't do it. That's why I'm going with the Texans. I mean, with the Bengals.
You can't do it. I did that in the beginning of the year, and I didn't win too much.
No, and it sucks because you want to, but, like, you couldn't go with the Giants.
It's like if you're from New York, you're going to pick a New York team. But they could be shit.
But sometimes you get fucked over, man, like, by the referees and shit, you know? Like with that Cowboys game last week. That was a bunch of horse shit.
Yep. And the Saints are at the Vikings. Saints are giving 2.5 points.
They're
and I'm
both
going
five
with the
and
Vikings.
Four. They're both 5-4, both these teams.
I know.
They're exactly the same.
The Saints have been winning.
The Vikings have got a new quarterback that's not really so new because, you know, he's been around the block.
Wait,
he's played
the Vikings
like 12 teams in 7 years or some shit.
Chuck, right? The Vikings are indoors?
Yeah, the Vikings are indoors.
I'm taking the
they
Vikings.
Play at a mall.
I'm taking the Vikings because if it was outdoors, that's Minnesota. It would be freezing. But not, they're indoors. It's an indoor stadium, so I'm taking the Vikings.
If the Minnesota's indoors?
Yeah, the Vikings, their home stadium is indoors.
Yeah, give me the Vikings, I guess. This is another one of those that's like...
You know, years ago they used to play outside.
I'd flip another kernel if I could. This is a kernel. Not a
you know what?
Next
fuck
team.
It. Put me down for the Saints, man.
Right. You know what? I've been playing the Saints the last 2 weeks, and they won. And this game is going to be fun. This is going to be a good one. And let's see what this is.
Because I'm only going with home field advantage. That's all. That's the only thing I'm... And even it's just the crowd. It's not nothing to do with the field itself.
Pittsburgh Steelers at home giving 3.5 points to the Packers. I'm taking the Steelers.
The fucking Packers played good last week.
Yeah. The Steelers are at
but
home.
But the Steelers, man.
That's
but the Steelers are going to win this game, man. There's this. That Jordan Love, man. He's not. The jury's still out on him.
I don't know if he's used to the cold weather, like, you know.
The jury's out on that motherfucker still, man. Still. I'm going with the Steelers, man. Put me down for the Steelers.
Steelers. Chuck, Steelers.
The steel curtain.
Packers, give me the
Packers.
You want?
They're
going to
walk in. They're going to walk in there.
Hollywood
they're going to
watch the pack.
Take
give
a
me the
steel
pack.
Curtain up that cheesehead ass.
They're going to walk in and they're going to do it.
Here we go, the Buccaneers. With the Buccaneers at home, giving 1 point to the Tennessee Titans. And
this
you know what?
This is one of those turn games.
I know, but you know what? The Titans have a good quarterback, young guy. And what's his name? The quarterback on the Buccaneers. They're at home. I'm taking them, the Buccaneers. I almost
take Tennessee.
What?
I want Tennessee.
Hollywood.
Man.
Tennessee Titans. It's a hard game to pick.
Man, it is, man.
Of course, what's his name? The quarterback on the Buccaneers. He's been playing good.
Mayfield?
Yeah.
And then
and
you got
guy on
the
Titans.
Will Levis.
Will Levis is going to be the quarterback for the rest of the year. And he's pretty good.
Yeah, so you got Will Levis against Baker fucking Mayfield.
Mayfield, yeah.
Shit.
But the thing is, Tennessee isn't at home.
You got the Buccaneers and Hollywood has the Titans. Is that what it is?
I have the Buccaneers. Hollywood has the Titans. And
yep.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in Florida, and it's not going to be cold.
I'm going with Tampa Bay, man. Put me down for Tampa Bay. Fuck.
To the Buccaneers, right. I think that'll make a big difference, the warm weather. Okay.
Well, we're going to find out, Sweet Lou.
Yep. 49ers giving 3 points to the Jaguars, and the Jaguars are at home.
My precious Jaguars.
Jacksonville, Florida, with long hair. I'm going with long hair.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. The long-haired quarterback, we're going to take
it. Didn't San Francisco lose last week?
What?
Did San Francisco lose last week?
I don't remember.
Here, I'll tell you.
Oh, they had a bye, maybe, I think. I'm not sure. You got to check it.
No, they have 8 games.
They lost last week.
Maybe they did have a bye.
Yep. That was bye week. Anyway, I picked the Jaguars.
San Francisco, Jaguars. I'll pick the Jaguars too. Jacksonville.
Hollywood takes
San Francisco. I think their momentum's gone.
Chuck takes. What is Chuck going to take? 49ers?
I'm taking the 49ers, man.
Yeah, they have some. That's right. They got, what's his name? The guy,
momentum or not, man, they're still going to rock and roll.
His defense is much better than it was a couple of weeks ago because they got, what's his name? Not Bosa. He used to play with Bosa in college.
Oh, yeah, they just got that guy.
Yep.
They traded for him.
Yep.
What the fuck's his name?
Last
I forget.
Week. Every game he plays, he's going to be better. You'll see. Going to be some game. You got the 49ers.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be a fucking monster with them.
Yep.
He's going to be a comeback story.
The Ravens giving 6 points to the Browns. Ravens at home. The Browns played good this weekend.
I'll take the Ravens.
Ravens, me too.
Ravens against who?
Browns,
the sixth thing. I'm taking the Ravens.
Oh, no, man. The fucking Ravens are going to win this game all day long.
All right, Chuck, the Ravens. Hollywood, you got the Ravens?
I think we all got the Ravens.
Yep. It's a bird with wings.
The Eagles, the push. The brotherly shove is going to shove them right into the Super Bowl.
The Falcons. Against the Cardinals, two teams that are birds. the Cardinals are at home. And Falcons given 1.5 points.
I'm going to take Atlanta because Cardinals are 1-8 and they're not winning.
And they're not playing good. I'll take them. I'm taking the Falcons. And you're taking them too, Hollywood. All right.
Yeah, put me down for the Atlanta Falcons, please. They're going to win this game.
And we're coming to the last two. The Lions at the Chargers. Lions given 2.5 points. And
how about
I'm taking the Lions.
I think the Lions. Give me the Lions. I'm going to take them right away. It's crazy that they're doing their doing, and I think that
they're playing good. They're going to make
the playoffs.
They're
playing good. They're somebody who I was not expecting to be this.
The Lions will make the playoffs. Yep. Chuck,
and the lion on my arm got wings, so that's good.
Chuck,
I mean, I'm a big fan of long hair over there with the Chargers.
Yeah.
He's a great fucking quarterback in college, and he's a good quarterback in the pros too, but something has happened to their fucking program over there that's just got them – and discombobulated right now, and they're fucking 4-4. The Lions are 6-2, And just right away, what comes to me, though, is Lions, man. The fuckers are playing good this year.
Better quarterback, even though I think it's going to be a pretty close game, but I think the Lions will win. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I do, too. Put me down for the Lions, please.
Yeah.
Only hope the Chargers have is a wild card.
The Seattle Seahawks giving 6.5 points against the Commanders.
I'll take the Seahawks because I will never take the Chargers.
You want to know something? What's his name has to play better this game? The quarterback for the Seahawks. Because, I'm taking the Seahawks. Hollywood's taking them.
Yeah, I'm taking the Seahawks, too. As good as everybody says Sam Howell is, he doesn't have a good team around him.
Right.
And the fucking coach, right now, I mean, his better days are behind him.
Yep.
Not to be mean or anything to coach, what's his name, but I forget his name. How disrespectful. But not to be mean, though.
Right.
But, yeah, his better days are behind him. And it's a
game.
New league. It's a new league now, man. These fucking old guys, they don't belong in this new league.
That's right.
It's fucking passing.
These old coaches, the NFL is for young coaches. You can see it. And these old guys.
Yeah, he just doesn't fit the mold. And the Seahawks, the Seahawks are going to win this game now.
Right. Here's the next game. The Bills giving 7.5 points to the Broncos.
Broncos, put me down.
And the Bills are at home upstate.
Put me in the Broncos.
Upstate.
Hollywood's taking the Broncos.
Hey, you got to be kidding me, Hollywood. You're just going to give us a point like that?
No, I'm going to get the point. Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl.
And
I'm taking the Bills, man.
I'm taking the Bills.
I'm taking the Bills upstate. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Chuck is taking it. And it'll probably be about 40 degrees, a little chilly.
Upstate weather.
Yeah, they have that. It's not far from Canada, and they'll have the Great Lake. And that
maybe a little northern light.
It's cold up there.
Yeah, it's cold, and it's cold over here too. It's freezing.
They're going to build a new stadium for the Bills, right?
Sorry,
and they better put a roof on it, man. They'd be stupid if they didn't put a roof.
How cold is it, Hollywood?
Upstate.
Colder than a witch's tit.
Right, than a witch's titty. Right, and that's the picks for week 10.
We didn't do the Cowboys, man.
Wait a minute. Did we do the Cowboys?
Yeah, we did.
The Cowboys
we all picked the Cowboys.
Yeah, we all picked the Cowboys.
You want to change your pick to the Giants?
No, why would you? Terrible. Why would you go against that? Especially against Dallas. They're not going to lose two games in a row, especially to the Giants. The Giants lost their quarterback, and they're bringing some guy in that hasn't played quarterback for like 5 years. It doesn't look good for the Giants.
Real quick, let's see here. Next week, a sneak peek into week 11. Thursday night's going to be a good game, guys.
Yep.
It's going to be the Bengals versus the Ravens.
You know what?
I'll tune into that game for sure.
That kid Wembanyama from San Antonio against the Knicks, and the Knicks were beating him by about 20 points. He's going to be
and
good,
then,
that kid. He's 7'6", that young kid. He's 90.
My Super Bowl now is Eagles-Chiefs. That's my Super Bowl. Eagles beat the Niners, and then the Chiefs lose to the Eagles.
Sounds very plausible. I mean, it sounds quite plausible. that it sounds so plausible that it could be right.
The Bengals are going to be in there too, with the Kansas City.
No, they're not. There's only room for two in the Super Bowl suite.
Right. But you know what? Don't count them out.
We're not counting them out. But the Chiefs are the Chiefs.
The Eagles have a better chance.
The Eagles, they got that push. They got that first down or any time they want. You can't beat it. And
Eagles want to win the Super Bowl.
You can't. And then Sirianni is a fucking cunning fucking coach, man. And then they got their birds with fucking feathers.
And Taylor Swift's gonna dump that guy before the Super Bowl. She's probably really a secret Eagles fan, and she's gonna dump the shit out of him.
That'd be great.
The Super Bowl.
Hey,
Eagles almost won the Super Bowl last year. Remember?
Yeah.
It was like everybody thought they were gonna win. They want to win it badly. That's right, man.
Listen, so Chiefs-Eagles sounds very plausible, so plausible that it could be right.
Who else
and
would
the fucking,
besides the Chiefs if you had to put another team in there?
Maybe Baltimore for the AFC? I don't know.
It ain't going to be Buffalo.
Dolphins-Eagles, maybe.
The Dolphins have better receivers.
So
maybe even the Bengals, because there's still a lot of football to play, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now this.
So maybe even
the
Bengals,
because
they're on a roll right now. If they go in there and dominate the Ravens, a week from tomorrow night,
yep.
People could jump on that. We could start talking about them.
Who's
more
playing
often
tomorrow on the Thursday game?
Oh, it's going to be a shit game tomorrow, Lou.
Really?
It's going to be the Panthers-Bears. It's a fucking toss-up. We all went Bears, I think, though. I think we all picked the Bears.
I think the Bears might win that. They really. They
the
might
Panthers
win.
The Panthers aren't going to win shit. You kidding me?
That's right. They're terrible.
Well, they might. You never know, but I don't see this as a game. This is another one of the possibilities where they could get their second win, but they don't want a second win. I guarantee they'll play, but they're not going to play up to their potential. They'll just play to 80% because they want to just lose. They want to tank and get the first pick or whatever. But that guy's not doing good either. He's not doing good at all in the fucking. He's now in a slump. The favorite, that quarterback. What's his name?
Oh, the guy in Kansas City?
Dak Prescott?
No, the guy in college who everybody wants.
Oh, what's his name from
Caleb
USC?
Caleb Williams.
Yeah. He hasn't
Caleb
been
Williams.
Doing that
Caleb Williams. And there's another one, man. This guy, Bo something or another. There's three or four great quarterbacks coming out of college. So anybody with the first three or four picks could get a real nice quarterback.
Caller, you're on the air with Pigskin Nation. What's going on?
Thank you, gentlemen. I've been trying to get on this show for quite a while now, and I finally got through.
Yes, of course. Welcome.
According to your topic, you said Dallas is in turmoil. I don't know if I would say they're in turmoil. I mean, they should have won last week's game, of course, against those Dirty Bird Eagles. But I don't think we're in any danger of, being placed out. I mean, we're doing better than the Giants and the whatever they call the Washington team now. I think we're pushing the panic button a little too early with Dallas. Because I think they have some winnable games in them.
Yeah, we'll put the brakes on the saying that Dallas is in turmoil.
Dallas,
I'm telling you, what do you think about, were you listening earlier when I said that perhaps the referees had their hand on the steering wheel in that game?
What a shock. I mean, it's not the first time, of course, we're hearing how refs tend to screw up games. And, of course, there's just a prime example of how the refs are, just taking control and, screwing everybody else around. I mean, I think the refs should be coming in.
And it's always at the end of the game.
Yeah. You know, you're supposed to be paid to make the right calls, and you're screwing up. You call yourself professional referees. I can do a better blindfold than some of them.
And the way they protect the quarterbacks, it's like you can't even sneeze on the guy, man. They throw flags.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tackle with the Commanders and who was it? Somebody, the Redskins, and somebody else. And it was, how else are you going to tackle the guy? They called roughing the passer.
Yeah.
Shit. It was awful.
It's all over the league. And when people complain, they say, oh, you're just being upset that your team lost. It's like, no, I don't give a shit that my team lost. I give a shit that the entire league is being infected by referees that are fucking controlling the narrative. They're taking
right.
it upon themselves. Yeah, and
the referees used to be better years back.
Yeah.
And now they seem to years back, they used to call everything as they saw it and everything like that. And then when they started with all these cameras and everything, forget it.
That's what screwed them up.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what it is, right?
What is it, Chuck?
It's a bunch of horse shit. It's exactly what it is. It's a bunch of fucking
like
horse shit, man. And they cost me another game, sons of bitches. It's awful.
Well,
awful.
You know what? You bet Dallas, and you're gonna win because they're gonna crush the Giants. Really.
That's right. They're gonna go to the Super Bowl, and it's not gonna be the Eagles. There will be no winged birds.
I can't
at the
see
Super
them
Bowl.
Losing two games in a row, especially to the Giants. Yep.
Well, yeah. If you lose to the Giants, now you're in trouble because look, Jones is out for the rest of the year with an ACL. I mean, they're looking like a big train wreck. There's no reason why Dallas should lose to the Giants, or is that called the Midgets? Because the Giants have played like crap all year.
That's right.
Yeah.
They do.
It could be worse. However,
now they got this guy, Matt Barkley. He hadn't played since 2018.
You could be the AFC or NFC South, because those divisions are weak. The AFC South is a horrible division.
The AFC South. Oh, with Houston and them.
That's with the Panthers and the crap.
The NFC South, because that's even worse.
Yep.
The NFC South, let's see. That's with, who is that with? The Panthers.
Atlanta.
Yeah. The Panthers, Atlanta, Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jacksonville is in that area.
That's AFC, though. I mean, since Tom Brady retired, what has the Bucs done? Nothing.
He's going to get a part of the team now. They had it in the paper. Tom Brady, they were talking to the NFL. He wants to get a piece of a team.
Well, he's already involved with the Raiders, isn't he? I mean, I thought he was...
He's
doing something with them.
That's what they talked about.
Yeah, so he's tied in with them already. Yeah, the Patriots haven't done shit either since... and what are your thoughts on Bill Belichick, caller? He's trying to break, obviously, the record, Shula's record. He's like 30 wins away. He's not doing too good right now. How many years is that going to take?
That's going to take, man, a lot of years to get there.
I'll put it to you this way. If Brady didn't leave, it would be a lot closer than they are now. Because the Patriots would play like before the pre-Tom Brady era, which is nothing more than a shithole. I can say it on this show, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's a shithole.
Yeah, he's a shithole.
I can't do that on my show.
Belichick, like Kraft. I think Kraft, will never fire him or nothing, man. It's like he's his son. He treats him like a son.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He should have got Deshaun Watson to go play with them. They could have both gone to go get massages together.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson got a win this weekend, man. He came back and threw for two touchdowns.
Yeah, went and got a massage right afterwards.
Yeah, he likes those massages.
<I've heard> Carries his own towels and shit.
Yeah, you know.
So, caller, where are you calling from tonight?
From the swamps of New Jersey.
All
New
Jersey.
Yeah.
All right. Of course, we got Lou from Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn, New York, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now you got
Mr. Hollywood Tony P. from Denver and myself from Houston. Yeah, welcome.
Yes.
Welcome.
I have been trying to get on for quite a while.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
Hey,
I am no stranger to Blog Talk Radio at all. Not at all.
Of course, yes. We have such a cult following throughout the world, no less.
Yeah, well, I've been involved in this network now for 7 years, so.
Of course. Of course.
Yes. Yes, I have.
And so, unfortunately, you called in at a time when we are about to end the show. But it was great having you. Yeah.
Yeah, get other people to call on Wednesday. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I got a busy schedule because I'm involved with other shows on the Blog Talk, and I got my own show on Saturdays. So it's pretty interesting.
Now, plug your show, brother. Let's
oh yeah, who
check
won
it out.
Tonight's basketball game? The Knicks were winning by 20 points.
Relax, they won.
Right.
Yeah.
The kid Wembanyama, he's too skinny. He's got to build the top. His body.
He's a little inconsistent right now.
Right.
But I think he's doing well for a rookie. I think he's doing pretty well.
He's going to be great. That kid. He is.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So the name of the show is called the Enhanced Sports Show. I'm on Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m. at Eastern Time. By the way, keep that in mind. Eastern Time.
Yeah.
Toll-free number 512-543-4662. We're also available on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and type in The Enhanced Sports Show, and you'll see the show in its entirety. Do not go looking for it on Blog Talk because that's not what we do it from. Although I started out on Blog Talk doing the show 6 years ago.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great day. Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, buddy. Good night. Thank you for calling. So, Lou, this is the time, buddy.
It's time.
This is the time
we
cue the lady yet. Hey, but I was thinking, I kind of liked it. Remember when we used to do that other show? I don't remember what show it was.
The wrestling?
Well, you did a cooking segment.
Oh, the cooking segment I used to do, yeah.
You remember that
remember.
Shit, man? I liked
that
it.
That was
man.
Good, man. I used to have some good recipes.
Now, let me give you one real quick, man. Let me give you one real quick.
Yeah.
So we got Chuck's, I don't know what to call it. It's Chuck's Lemony Salmon. How about that?
Whoa.
Lemony salmon.
Holly,
so you take,
you listening to
you
this
take
recipe?
Some salmon.
Yeah.
You take a good chunk of salmon, right? Center cut if you can get it. And you cut some slits in it. You cut some deep cuts into it, right? And you throw some, brush it with a little bit of olive oil and put some garlic on there, some fresh garlic. Chop it up real good and fine. Throw it on top. And then cut some lemon, right? You want to cut some slices, really
and you
thin.
Probably put
so
it in
thin you can so thin you can see right through them, and put them all over the top of the fish, and throw it in the oven for like 18 to 20 minutes tops.
Yep, that must
and you
be
got
delicious.
Some great fish, man.
You
great
know,
salmon.
My brother runs Mandazzo Clam Bar, and they got fish in them. Yeah. So we know about fish, But that recipe you just gave sounded pretty good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded good.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You put the slits in the fish, and you put the sliced lemons in between the slits of the fish.
Oh, yeah, man.
And you can't overcook the salmon. You make it – I like my salmon medium well, right?
Some people
cook it there. Then it's good, man. Well, yeah. And you could make your own cocktail sauce and stuff. That's right, man.
Yeah. And a little piece of broccoli on the side.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Goodness. Oh, yeah.
I'm getting you.
All right. I think we're at the end. I think it's about time now that, you know.
All right. So, yeah, you know what? You bring up a great point there. It is time. It is time.
It is time.
For the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood Tony P, and his father, Sweet Lou from Brooklyn, I am Chucky Pigskin. And thank you, everyone, for listening to Pigskin Nation right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Peace.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.